From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Unseasonably warm weather will predominate this week. There will be at least the slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and again tomorrow. After that, shower chances might not return until Thursday night or Friday. After a very sunny start this morning, high temperatures this afternoon will range in the low to mid-70s. 70 degrees is the average high at Burlington for today's date, comparing closely to 69 at Rutland and again to 70 at Lebanon. A weak front that's meandering around to our northeast might be enough to touch off a few showers or an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon, but coverage of such activity will be quite limited and mainly restricted to the mountains. In recent weeks, there has been much talk of a trough in the jet stream. This week, we will see a reversal of that. After a shortwave ridge moves overhead this afternoon, the southern tip of an upper-level trough will sweep through tonight as it extends south and then southwestward from northern Quebec. At the surface, the associated cold front will be quite weak and will likely dissipate over far northern areas late tonight or early tomorrow morning. These features will bring the chance of a shower late tonight, mainly near the Quebec border. Northern areas might again see a shower tomorrow morning. Shower chances will then expand southward across the rest of the region tomorrow, but overall coverage of showers and overall rainfall amounts both look to be fairly low. In addition to maintaining the chance of a shower, the dissipating front tomorrow will likely make things a couple of degrees less warm across the north, especially in northeastern areas and in the Adirondacks, where some locations might see highs in the upper 60s. It will get considerably warmer on Wednesday. At that time, surface high pressure will strengthen over the mid-Atlantic seaboard, while a strong ridge develops in the mid and upper atmosphere. This ridge will be most focused to our southwest, but it looks like our region will be within the periphery of its circulation, or very nearly so, for several days in a row. Rain chances will depend heavily upon disturbances that will be moving along the northern fringe of this ridge. The first of these will bring just the slight chance of a shower to northeastern areas on Wednesday. Thursday will likely be dry everywhere. It looks like a somewhat stronger disturbance will move over the top of the ridge from Thursday night into Friday. This will be a very summer-like pattern, and on Wednesday and Thursday, daytime temperatures will reflect that as they run 10 or even 15 degrees above average. Nighttime temperatures won't diverge as much from average lows, since summer-like humidity will be missing, at least initially. There is some indication among computer models that higher humidity could arrive from Friday into the weekend. If this were to happen, it would make the nights less comfortable, but it would also heighten the chances for much-needed rainfall. In the forecast summary, for this afternoon, mostly to partly sunny skies, isolated showers or a thunderstorm except scattered in the Adirondacks, highs in the low to mid-70s, west to southwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated evening showers, then slight chance late near the Quebec border, lows mainly in the mid to upper 40s, some lower 50s in the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys. For Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds with the chance of an early shower north, then widely scattered showers or a thunderstorm from mid-morning onward, mainly over high terrain. High temperatures tomorrow in the low to mid-70s with some upper 60s northeast and in the Adirondacks. Light winds becoming northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows from the mid-40s to around 50, except low to mid-50s in the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour and diminishing. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny and warmer, slight chance of a late-day shower northeast, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s with some mid-80s in the broad valleys, light winds on Wednesday morning becoming northwest at around 10 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.